Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code BROS. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplements that you can only get high on. We're done with that, all right? Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for, whether that's the Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, or the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to that perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the promo code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Matson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
What's up? Welcome to Drinking Bros. We have a couple special guests today. I'm Rob. We got Dan Holloway here, but more importantly, like, fuck us. We got Tim Montana and his lovely guitarist, Molly Brown.
Backup singer. Backup singer. Vocalist.
Yep.
Or front up.
Makes me sound good every single night. So. I hate saying background because she's really like the foreground.
Forefront singer.
Forefront.
Yeah. Forefront singer.
Yeah, you guys have.
Front ground.
A lot of you have probably seen Molly on the Because We Can shows we did over the summer with John Brinkus. And you've seen this guy in police lineups around the
country. I was on Cops for season 2, 3, yeah. and 4, yeah. and I'm a lot back of, out on the streets.
A lot of mail bomber sketches.
Although now you're an actor as well, right? You got a you just finished recording some shit, didn't you?
Yeah. I did The Last Son with, who's in that? Sam Worthington, Heather Graham, Machine Gun, Thomas Jane. I got nothing about acting, but I got randomly casted by a cowboy in Montana that does all that Western reenacting shit. And he's like, right. Tim, you're perfect for this. You got the part. You're on camera all the time. So he kind of lied to the director, said I was an actor. I show up. I get drunk, and Thomas Jane and I, the Punisher, have a wrestling match.
You got to be careful because he's not just the Punisher. He's also hung, right?
So, yeah.
Giant hog on that guy. Be careful. You don't want to get caught in the shadow, right?
Right. I think he has a 7-inch hanger, but we dressed as... We didn't change out of our wardrobe, and we wrestled and got shit canned hammered. And the next day, I'm like, my God, I'm out of Hollywood just like that. It's over, and there's a knock at my door. Mm-hmm. And I open the door, and there he is with the pipe wearing his same soldier outfit from the 1800s, and he goes, "You're a bad motherfucker, dude. I'll never do another movie without you." And sure as shit, I'm like, "That's a lie." And sure as shit, like 2 months later, I get a call to do a Richard Dreyfuss, Thomas Jane film that had Isaiah Mustafa was in it with me. And then today we read for another one. I'm really excited about. So if we get it, we're gonna send it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, acting isn't that hard.
Right.
Right. What's the just do everything twice for continuity?
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Don't overthink it.
Anyone can do it.
Someone in the chat said it's definitely not hard because I act like a human being all the time. Well, they said human all the time, but that's grammatically incorrect. Human being is the correct phrase. At any rate, so you play the guitar.
Yes, sir.
I'm told. I've heard. We recorded an episode with you over the summer that was just too rough.
Yeah.
Grandmas and cream pies. A lot of stuff came up.
And
phone call from your mom.
That's right. There was a phone call. We should probably release that at some point.
At some point, yeah. We were all sober, too, which is kind of weird.
I know. And today I came in half lit. We're on a day off. We're on the ZZ Top tour right now. So we're doing 17 shows with arguably one of the greatest bands in rock and roll history.
And you've
definitely in Texas rock and roll, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a show tomorrow somewhere in Bernie, right?
Yeah. Where are we playing, Jake? The Roundup. Bernie, Texas.
Bernie.
JT and the Black Rifle guys threw us a bone and put the show together last minute. I think they're going to come out and jam, and we might do a little quarantine, drinking whiskey like vaccine. That was the wrong key.
Sure was.
Hell yeah, Molly Brown, keep me in check.
Well, you know, look, it's good to Caesar used to have a person that followed him around, especially during triumphs and parades, and would stand right behind him and just whisper into his ear, "You're just a man." So he didn't get too enthralled with all the...
Yeah.
Now that you're such a huge czar, I guess maybe that's your role.
You're just a man. No.
Well, I would probably use harsher language.
You got to up it for the 21st century. Just like, shut the fuck up.
Just call him a cunt all the time.
Do you know who you think you are?
Or just like every time, like if he's looking particularly sharp that day and he's about to walk in front of
you
a bunch of people,
good.
Just trip him a little bit so he falls and embarrasses himself. Like,
yes.
That'll keep you humble. I think being humble is really important.
Yeah.
So
I like your little armrest.
Thank you. I used to use this
like a little miniature
That's
piano
so cute.
Bench.
I used to use this, and I don't know why I've always done this. As even when I was working at real jobs, I would have something over here just to rest my arm on, and I don't know why. Honestly, it doesn't.
You're just trying to be casual.
Dude, it's the window of your truck.
Job?
Maybe, yeah. Huh?
You had a real job? What'd you do?
Well, I was the VP of marketing at Black Rifle, and then I did intelligence work for the federal government, and.
Nice.
That's about it.
Nice.
But aside from that,
I'm an unintelligent person that works with Black Rifle.
You can do both of those things. Actually, this is America. So, but yeah, I've always used these. And then some fan sent this in, which is actually made specifically for this, which I thought was nice.
That is neat. It looks like a little miniature piano bench.
A little, yeah.
I can just see a little tiny Ronnie Millsap just strolling up to it and just pop a squat.
Wait, I mean, what's the guy? The guy, the fighter guy's little midget friend. He could use it as.
Bed. The kid that Ukrainian dude or whatever is it? Ukraine? Where are these guys from? Giorgio's listening to something else.
Giorgio.
There's you know what I'm talking about, or who he's talking about? The guys that show up at all those MMA fights, but it's like the guy that's got that weird disease where he looks like a child.
Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, that's his name?
Yeah.
Because that's a terror organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's his name.
Word?
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, I guess co-opt it. Bring it back.
Right.
Like, we've made the word liberal a profanity, and conservative is now a profanity. Why not?
All politicians are what?
Cunts. Yeah. But why not bring back some of the bad ones? Right?
True.
Like, if you're having a very good day, you know, maybe you use a racial slur. I don't know.
We were talking about the other day. You got to bring back Adolf. Young Dolph tried, but he died.
I think Dolph. Yeah. See, that's probably why they murdered him.
Yeah. They were like, no,
like, you're not bringing it back. So basically, we just need a lot of people to all name their kids Adolf, shorten it to Dolph.
Yeah.
To get them through those early years and then re-Adolf it later.
Mm-hmm. Add the
like,
A back.
Actually,
in.
It's.
Like, I'm an adult now. It's Adolf.
Yeah.
I work for an office.
Or not that.
Yeah.
The opposite of what we just said is probably something we should do. You were going to play a song.
This is something JT and I started in my garage. Let's start it soft. Send me a nude. Chick or dude. Don't be a prude. Send me a nude.
Send me a nude. Send me a nude. Chick or dude, don't be a prune. Baby, send me a nude.
Something we're working on. What do you guys? What are they saying out there in the chatosphere?
It takes a minute to catch up, but basically, people like it.
Okay.
They like nudes in general. I think it's.
I think that song crosses, you know, the whole gender line.
Yeah, just, you can do whatever you want.
Chick or dude.
Don't be a prude. Send me a fucking nude.
It's the song that unites America.
I'll tell you this. If you think you've got a friend group and it's all dudes and you're not sending each other pictures of dicks, you don't really have a friend group. Right. What you have are four dudes that are suspicious of one another.
Mm-hmm. One of my best friends, back even before Instagram, I texted him a picture of my dick with, like, my face. Or no, he texted me a picture of his dick, and I opened it. I'm like, you sick bastard. So then I went from the bottom up where you could see my face and beard, and I sent it to him. And I posted his on Facebook, and he posted mine on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
And then I was like, bro, I have a music career. Like, you cannot. So we blocked each other for about 2 years. We were still friends in person, but on social media we were not.
Yeah, it happens. Speaking of your face, some people have some questions here. Do you think Tim's downstairs is an exact replica of his upstairs?
I have been, yes, to answer your question, yes. But it's not red. It's black hair.
Just as straight, though?
I mean, I'll show you guys if you want.
No,
but,
good.
No, but so we've been remodeling our house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say remodeling your dick.
No, we've been remodeling our house. I have four kids, a wife, two dogs, a pretty busy travel schedule, and so does my wife. And so we moved everything into storage. In storage is my trimmer that Wall sent me, W-A-H-L.
Yeah.
And
a trimmer, I mean, did they know you were going to use it on your dick?
Yeah, because I don't trim my beard, really. So,
right. You know, well, you want to get the split ends off.
Right, but the pubes are out of control. So I'm at the point where it's like 3 or 4 months of the remodel where it zips up and I scream, fuck, because I get the pubes in my zipper. So
yeah.
But yeah, it's very similar, just black hair.
You don't want salad leaking through the to-go box.
Right.
You need to fucking keep it in there.
Is that what people
I thought
see?
It was the hair until I peed out of it.
Salad leaking out of the to-go box.
Well, yeah, some lettuce, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. Because now you, obviously, the brain goes in some terrible directions when you hear that phrase.
Right. Molly, ginger pubes, black pubes.
I'm not discussing this.
Come on, Molly, Jesus.
I would say like a hybrid, maybe.
Hybrid, okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get grays, though, which is.
Really?
You are not.
Yeah, my dick is getting to that noble, wise stage.
I've got a couple in my chest hair, but not in my ball hair yet.
Yeah.
You got to keep an eye out for that. You'll probably be dead soon. How old are you?
36.
That's too young to have gray pubes, bro.
My dick is stressed out a lot.
Gray bush is.
Should I stay or should I go?
Do you remember Grandma's Boy?
Yeah,
it's a great movie, right? Yeah. They called him Gray Bush because he was old, but you actually have a gray bush, or at least partially
gray bush. It's like both sides. There's like a little gray streak on each side.
So you have like dick sideburns.
You want to see it?
Now I kind of do, to be honest. No. Like before, I was not interested at all. Right. But now that you're talking
called
about it,
my bush. Yeah, it's bluff. Like, I mean, bush. Bluff.
It's like a calico cat down there.
It is
basically, which is what my face looks like. I've got blonde, red, brown, and gray.
Yeah,
like
got
I look
some
like
variation.
A fucking calico cat. It's ridiculous.
Oh. It's nice.
White people, man. What are you gonna do? Or I guess I could just dye my beard. People have asked me if I'm ever gonna dye my beard. I'm like, man, that would require so much effort.
Yeah.
I love how it is now.
Well,
wow.
So does my what do you call it?
Wife?
No. Well, she likes it too. But my fucking stepkid likes it too because he can talk shit to me about being old now.
Nice.
You know what I mean? You don't. And that's in my opinion, that's just part of being open and friendly. Like you leave little nuggets for people to roast you a little bit because it makes everybody feel good.
Right.
You know what I mean? If we can all enjoy roasting each other a little bit, it makes everybody feel good. So don't deprive people. Don't try to make yourself better. Who do you think you are?
Right.
You fat piece of shit. Stay fat and stupid and say dumb things and do dumb things. Date psychos that key your car. Do whatever you want. And we'll make fun of you for it. We'll all be friends.
True.
Or don't take any of my advice.
Molly, I would like her interesting, speaking of roasting, so she's on the road with 5 to 6 guys, only female, in a 40-foot RV driven by moi, and
she probably was, did you get COVID? You're probably glad to get COVID so you can't smell anything anymore.
everyone in Nashville got it back in October. October. Yeah, of we all had last that COVID year because we all share microphones around town, right? Yeah. We all play the same gigs, same venues.
Girlfriends, well, whenever your cunt mayor is not like shutting down bars,
yes,
just because he feels like it, right?
And Kid Rock had to come and save the town.
Kid Rock has saved a number of towns. like John Mellencamp and fucking Bruce Springsteen have been talking about saving the fucking the homeland for years, and they've never done shit about it. Kid Rock did a lot of cocaine. That was the difference. He did a lot of cocaine. Now he's motivated.
Buttloads.
Now he's fucking getting shit done.
Yeah.
I like it. He's a good guy,
we just
too.
Did his, he asked if my boys would come up and do his music video.
Yeah, you told me that. That's cool.
Don't tell me how to live. And so the opening scene, this little kid's holding up a Fuck You statue, and it's my little boy, Walker.
Oh, yeah.
And when we left, one of my buddies is actually a federal cop that was with us, and I didn't know how to respond to this, but we left, and my son goes, Dad, why does Bob want to suck a dick sideways? I'm like, oh, my God. And my cop buddy goes, hey, buddy, it's called acting. You know, you pretend to be something you're not. It's an acting thing. We really don't suck dick sideways. And I was like, my God.
Yeah, you suck them front ways.
So yeah,
grandma
like
would be
a fucking proud. Like a fucking man.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't sneak up on a penis.
Right.
Don't do that. That's really impolite, to be honest. Mm. If you think
sneak
about
up
it,
on one? Uh-oh.
Yeah, like from the side?
Don't
no.
Do
you come, you yeah. you make direct eye contact with that penis. If it doesn't have, like, I like to put googly eyes on mine just so my lady has something.
Do you?
Yeah. Just
tell
so
me more
know.
About that.
That's it.
What kind of adhesive do you use?
It's whatever comes on the googly eyes.
I was going to say.
I buy them off Amazon, so it's some kind of Chinese product. For,
yeah.
For
have
sure.
you seen the hunting hats with the googly eyes on the back? For,
no,
for
not.
Lion hunters.
Is that real?
Yes, because the guys that hunt mountain lions and stuff, cats don't like eye contact. They like to sneak.
They
so
stalk you from behind.
So cats are like autistic.
Yeah. That's like a thing in India or China or something. They'll literally like wear a mask on the back of their face. So,
yep.
so they're
the cat can't find an angle to sneak because it thinks your face is here and your face is there.
What if it's another cat? Like you wear a cat mask.
Cat with eyeballs on his ass?
No, a cat mask.
Oh.
It's mostly just stupid because
that is
like
psychological warfare,
yeah.
I think.
There's nothing that can stop a tiger from murdering you. So I don't know why the tiger's not.
Well,
just,
no guns
it's
can
the stalk
stop.
Thing though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's the whole they get behind you and they creep. My buddy had an experience up. I'm from Butte, Montana. He had an experience outside of Butte where he was laying there. That him and his dad hiked in for like 6 hours. Mm. And they took a midday nap. And his dad's very strict, religious guy. And he said he's laying there, his dad's asleep, and he's reading his book. And he sees like the flutter of what he thought was a butterfly wing. He was like, looks up, doesn't see anything, goes back to his book. And sees it again, and it was a cat's ears that was on the prowl, sneaking up towards him. And the cat lunged, and he fired his rifle and shot the mountain lion and yelled, motherfucker, when he did it. His dad woke up and was about to backhand. I'm like, boy, you don't talk like that. And he's like, Jesus Christ, what is this mountain lion doing dead here? He's like, gotta save their lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mountain lions will fuck you up, and they're scary, and they hunt you, and yeah, fuck those guys.
I mean, I do.
I agree with that.
Still think he should have apologized for using the Lord's name in vain, but I guess.
Sorry, but yeah.
No, him, you're fine.
You're right.
Yeah. Sad. Sad state of affairs.
I want to see
the JC or the state of affairs.
Just the same. I mean, you killed God's creature, and then you're yelling, God. I'm
all right.
Say.
True,
yeah,
true,
yeah.
True.
99.998% of all species that have ever existed on this planet are now extinct. So shut the fuck up.
Is that a true fact?
Yeah.
No shit.
Most things go away, Tim.
I know that guy.
Which one? That's you. That's the TV screen. No. Are you waving
at
yourself?
He's waving at Joel, I think.
Oh.
He's waving at a physical sure. person.
Yeah,
the guy with a beard.
What was that song again?
Send me a new... Hmm. Dan, come on. Send me a nude. Chico, dude, don't be prude. Send me a nude.
Can we go high?
Send me a nude. Send me a nude, Chico, dude, don't be a prude, baby, send me a nude, cause that mountain lion is fucking scary, so I put eyes on the back of my hat, so just in case I was in the woods, you know, whacking that wiener, and it came up behind me and I didn't see him, he'd make eye contact with a reverse man whacking that wiener, and he might cower down like a little kitty cat down at the pound, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We just got cancer.
That was a little
that was
late.
Nice.
That was That was the appropriate delayed. Amount of delay for somebody that looks like that, though.
We're going to play a real song on delay. Yeah. Not that that's not a real song, but we do have real songs to play too.
That is a great song. I mean, it hits a lot of things. One, it's really about coming together. It's about relationships.
It is. Like all races, together. All religions, Relax. All, you know, genders. We got genitalia.
Well, there's only the twos, but yeah. Right? I mean,
but show them to each other via, like, you know,
why not?
Text
Life's
message.
Too short.
And do
to
it on
not
a group mess. Put it publicly.
Pics.
One of the very first interactions that young men have with young women, I guess boys and girls, are like the show me yours, I'll show you mine situation. Yes.
Really?
What you're doing is just you're making that something that gets re-expressed in adulthood.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, which I think is important.
Yeah,
all those little small interactions that we used to have with each other that we're now not allowed to, that are, you know, bending towards this fucking social narrative that there is no reality at all, mm-hmm. is tearing at the fucking underbelly of society. And I think it's really important to go back to our roots, right?
Right.
Amen. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not by roots, I mean sending each other pictures of our genitals.
Yes.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
And other various orify.
I don't think that's a word. Can we look that up?
Can
I think it's
orifices.
I think it's orifices, but it
is it orifices is called, or orifices?
Jake, look it up.
Yeah. Well, orify? You just said
it
the same word twice.
It just sounds fancier. You
I told you I'm the intelligence officer for Black Rifle Coffee.
Lloyd Burke says, asked him to talk about Evel Knievel days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Evel Knievel died today. R.I.P. Let's have a drink to old Evel.
Oh, shit.
Did he really?
Yep.
I got to be honest.
2007.
Shocked to hear. Oh, okay. I thought you meant he died literally today.
Yeah, clarify to me.
Today is the anniversary of his death. Let me clarify my statement. So he is from Butte, Montana. I am from Butte, Montana. And in 2000-something, I was in high school. I graduated in 2003.
Graduated.
Barely. Sometime around then, they started Evel Knievel Days to honor him, and all these stunt people would come to Butte and do the craziest shit. And Spanky Spangler would come up there, and I remember he was jumping semis, and like Butte's very cowboy. I'd venture to say one of the most cowboy, crazy towns in Montana, where like it's, you know, bar fighting is the number one sport. You either learn to fight, and it's not an offensive, you know, it's fucked up, but you get beat up in the bar, the guy will brush you off and buy you a drink afterwards. Be like, man, pretty good fight. You got to learn to throw that right hook a little better. Like, sorry about your face. You want a beer? So it's one of those places, but it makes sense that Evel and Rob O'Neill and characters like that came from this town. Anyway, so they launched Evel Knievel Days, and Spanky Spangler would jump this semi, and there's just thousands of kids and shit right behind this single layer of concrete barriers. And I remember he jumped the semi, hit it head on into the ramp, landing ramp, flipped it over. Then one year he did a car, and that thing went crazy and jumped one of those concrete things. And so finally the city's like, okay, motherfuckers, like we're about to like smoke 30 people with this. But it went on forever, and it's kind of how I started my live performances. I remember I moved to Nashville, was working at Harris Teeter Frying Chickens. And I got booked from the Knievel, so I went back to Butte, Montana, and I made a poster that said Tim Montana Worldwide Tour. Headed back to Butte, Montana for one night. I was so excited. We drove an old van up there. But yeah, it went away a few years ago. That they got disbanded for some reason. I'm really bummed about it.
Well, it's probably
someone finally nailed the kid section.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone ever died. But the cool thing was that, you know, some of my closer friends I got to meet one year, like Travis Pastrana was up there. Yeah. I didn't know him from Adam and Street Bike Tommy.
Yeah.
And they're just in Butte, and they're like, dude, Butte is the rowdiest fucking place. And I walked up, and I'm
if
like,
those
hey.
Guys say it's the rowdiest place, then motherfucker, it's the rowdiest place.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Trav got his A license, his jump license, suspended for a while for doing some dumb shit. I don't know, like jumping without a parachute, for example.
Right.
Which seems
That'll
dumb.
Get you.
That'll get you, yeah. So they just went to Panama City, Panama, and bribed government officials to keep doing the shit they wanted to do for a couple of years. So I'm sure you've heard Tommy tell the story of being in Tijuana and taking a cab back to San Diego and then back to Tijuana and then back to San Diego to LAX and then back to Tijuana. Like he browned out and I was like, walked outside of the hotel they own there or some shit and called a cab, got a cab to take him back into the States. And he's like, woke up in the cab, like, what the fuck am I doing here? No, I need to go back. So you should get him to tell you that story.
Tommy.
Yeah.
He told me this story about going to South America. He lost some bet with Trav, and if you hang out with any of the Nitro Circus crew, it is high stakes.
It's a drinking game, a 24 hours a day drinking game.
Right.
Like if you use the wrong word, if you hold your cup in your wrong hand.
Right.
Molly's
got to experience that.
Yeah, it's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Her boyfriend left with needing stitches because he crashed a dirt bike. She left, covered in bruises.
I got hit by a firework, and I was covered in bruises to the point where I needed to go see a doctor.
But we became
in Maryland.
Yeah, we became kind of the favorite band because... You know, they had other bands that were like, this is not okay. And we're like, no, this is very okay.
It's pretty,
normal.
Par for the course.
Right. But Tommy told me this story about they had some drinking bet and he was blacked out and he didn't wake up till he was wearing some tank top or something. And the plane touched down and started hopping. And he wakes up, he's like, where are we? And Travis is like, Panama, motherfucker. Time to pay up.
Well, I like that. I like the way they do business over there.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
It's very real. We're doing this, not just talk.
They don't fuck around too much. Huh? Speaking of fucking around, you've got a real song.
Yeah, let's do it.
That you're going to play, right? I want to hear a real song. Not that that other one's not a real song.
Yeah, I don't know that this song will inspire me as much as the other one, but I'm excited for it.
This one we filmed.
You sound pretty good.
This one we filmed for a couple grand in Montana, right next to my mom's ranch. So I grew up off the grid, north of Butte. And some of these old ranchers I used to work for, they were all Italians, the Franconis, the Perinis, the Soligubs. Mm. And we went to one of their old abandoned cabins, and all I did was just walk and sing the words of this song and put it out, and I wore this cowboy hat, red bandana, and it blew up in Brazil. We didn't market it, we didn't promote it, and it's had like 2 million views like in Brazil. And we're like, what the hell? So the song just, I don't know why, but it feels kind of like Yellowstone when you watch the video, and we accidentally did that. But
yeah.
It's called Stronger Than You. Ain't a tent revival in the Bible Belt. Save me from the hell that you left me in. Burning up the road ever since you left. Bunch of right wrong turns in another dead end. Rolled back in the hills, forced from Carolina clear. Guess I must have took it just a little too far. Burned going down till I couldn't get up. Came down the mountain feeling empty as the jar. Hey, the well's going, I'm a goner. I won't live in a like this too much longer. Back in the desert with a medicine man. Peace pipe smoking like a Santa Fe train. He said, son, yeah, I'd help you if I can. But there's rattlesnake venom running through my veins. Come on, Molly! Hey, the way's going, I'm a goner.
Hey!
I won't live in a like this too much longer. I'm a goner. I won't live living like this too much longer. Nah, nah, nah. Hey, the way it's going, I'm a goner.
Hey,
I won't live living like this too much longer.
Hey,
try to find some.
Are you going to do a version in Portuguese for the Brazilians?
I probably should, dude. Yeah. The amount of DMs I get daily from Brazil and South America are pretty awesome. But you know what I do have to say about that? That's way out of tune.
Oh, God, that's no.
That's way out of tune. I'm going to tune that, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to say, send me a nude.
You can
send
just go
me
acapella.
A nude. Do you know how many nude pictures I'm going to get?
Guitar
in
and tune.
Instagram? A lot. I hope at least two.
Yeah,
for this.
It's at Tim Montana.
At Tim Montana. Be sure and send me nude.
Speaking of at Tim Montana, clip that song and tag all the. Tag
yeah, would
Costner
you guys
and,
stream it? There's only one way to beat this pop country machine. It's if you guys get off your asses and listen to some real music. I didn't make this record because I want sex and drugs. I made this record by the people for the people.
Right, for people who like, and then will give you sex and drugs.
Right. No, no.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. This is America, bro.
Send me a nude.
We're not here, to judge.
No, for real, clip that. Go find the actual song. Where's the best place to find it? Spotify?
Spotify, iTunes, and the YouTube video. Check it out. Filmed it up in my mama's house for...
Yeah.
Jake, was it $2,000 or $2,500 I made that video for? $1,500 we filmed that video for.
That's a cheap boy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And it's funny, you spend all this money making these high production videos.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, they
nobody
crank
cares.
Out 400,000 views, and you spend $1,500 and hit a cool couple mil in a couple months.
Well, go find the YouTube and tag, put it on Twitter and Instagram and tag Taylor Sheridan and all the guys from Yellowstone, because we need to get you a part on there too, right? You could be Rip's little brother or something that he killed.
Can I say that I read for that today?
Oh, nice.
That's what I read for.
Yeah, good. I mean, they're
no, my manager said, no, I can't. Fingers crossed. I just fuck up?
Nah, whatever.
They're at that point now where it's like Entourage and shit, where everybody wants to get on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone.
So, great moment I had today, I will share with you. Random,
and that show is amazing, by the way. It's probably going to go for like probably 6 or
well,
7
they've already
seasons,
got a,
think,
it's
right?
a. There's a whole Yellowstone verse now, right? Like, they've got like three... Mm-hmm. They've got like the prequel spinoff, and then they're doing the Texas spinoff.
Oh, the right? the Four Sixes Ranch, or
where
what?
Jimmy went down. Yeah.
That's dope. Shit. I mean, that's good advertising for the Four Sixes Ranch too. Not that it needed it. That's like the White House advertising. Like everybody that knows about horses knows what that fucking place is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Hopefully they get on there. But I really, my angle is. Get your song on the show, because they like to they
can blow up a song.
Well, they blow and they've artists. had just the guy.
Do you have any more ranch water?
Yeah, we got a bunch.
just bring a case of ranchies out here.
The the guy that plays the guitar, like the cowboy on the show, has had a couple
Bingham.
Songs. Yeah, he's good.
Ryan Bingham.
Yeah, he's had a couple songs on there, I think, and you know. Costner's that kind of dude. He owns a production company. He doesn't give a shit. He's just trying to get his dick on TV. That's all he really cares about.
Right.
Which I don't blame.
Kevin Costner put me on the show Yellowstone. I could get some sex and drugs for my kin back home. I might get my mama hammered. I might get my daddy drunk. Just kidding, he's dead. But my mom would probably get hammered. Kevin, take me home. What'd you think?
I got dark real fast.
Pretty good.
So today we're reading for that show.
Wait, what's the name of the song that you just...
Stronger Than You.
Stronger Than You.
So today we're with Mr. Gibbons and from ZZ Top. And so I tell him, hey, I'm reading for the show. No guarantee I get the spot, but we're going to read for it. And he's like, man, let's call Billy Bob. And I was like, oh, okay. And he just like hits call, and I just hear this distinct... you know, undeniable Billy Bob Thornton on the phone.
Right.
Like, what's up, man? I'm sitting there, I go, oh my God, last night in the bus, we're parked at this campground in Bernie. We went in, and on Paramount, there's a Bad Santa and Bad Santa 2. So we sat there and had drinks and just watched these, you know, two movies.
Right.
And it was just, and all of a sudden we start talking, and Gibbons goes, hey man, say hi to Billy Bob. And he's like, Tim Montana. And he's like, man, what's up, man? And I can't do his voice very good, but I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, you know, I just had a few too many last night, and I'm drinking this Bud Light, supposed to go to the airport. I'm like, wow, maybe he is Bad Santa. Maybe that is, like, actually his personality. But
yeah, what's reverse method acting, where that's just the life you live, so they cast you in it?
Well, that's
but
like,
he said something about trying to stuff 7 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag, but I got my – he had a Blues hoodie. Yeah, he's like, but I got my Howlin' Wolf hoodie on, and I'm just like, he's a music guy, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was just so awesome getting to have a conversation with Billy Bob Thornton and Billy Gibbons today in a limousine out in front of a hotel in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah,
that's a nice nice thing for you. Now
everyone's coming down, you know, a little hangover and whatnot. So
it's interesting to me that even someone as American as Billy Bob Thornton is willing to admit that Bud Light is basically water. Right? No offense, Bud Light.
It is water.
But it's fucking water.
You know what else is water?
Yeah, we're all drinking
ranch water.
Ranchies. Water. At this point, with how much seltzer people drink, Bud Light is practically a fucking Guinness.
Ranch water.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I mean, what is seltzer exactly? It's like malt liquor with fucking carbonated water in it.
Yeah, it's like basically wine kind of situation almost. Yeah, because you can't just put straight liquor
in. I should
in
probably
a can.
Know since we have one coming out soon.
Yeah, right.
But I don't care.
Send me a new.
I just like that it's 8%.
Send me a nude.
He's asking now.
Chick or dude,
oh, he has my nudes.
Prude, okay.
Baby, send me a nude.
Different vibe.
Send it to Dan.
Send it to Dan.
It's at Dan Holloway.
Send it to Dan.
Chick or man, don't be prude. Fucking send that dick or vagina to Dan.
Vangina. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I say burgina. Is that
burgina.
Weird?
That's good.
Or is Burgina a cold one?
I like to
Can
say
we delete this when we're done?
This
one's
nah, this
right?
is, yeah, your career's
you
over.
You figured out how to pigeonhole me into actually doing a podcast, Easton. Well, I enjoyed my cancel party. It was awesome.
You just have to become uncancelable, right?
Right.
Like when we talked about it with Adam Carolla earlier, when people were mad at Charles Barkley for saying that San Antonio's got a lot of fat women. He was like, well, San Antonio's got a lot of fat women, bro. That's just an observation.
Right. Which, can actually be backed up with statistics, so I don't know what...
Yeah, it's the seventh largest city in the country and the fourth most obese.
Yeah.
Not
interesting.
Seventh in population, fourth in rate, which is not good. That means a lot, a huge percentage of the fat population in the world lives in San Antonio, Bayer County, which is... I don't understand how you pronounce that word Bayer, frankly, but... Here we are. So you're gonna do a show tonight at what's it called again? Roundup.
Tomorrow
the Roundup
night at the Roundup in Bernie.
When's it start?
I think doors are 6:00. It was a last minute thing. I called JT and said, "Hey man, we got 4 days off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to send the band home. Find us something."
Yeah, why would they want to go like spend time with their family and shit?
Well, I'm the one that has to foot that bill, so I either have to drive that bus home 13 hours and back. Or I find a show to put in between. So the rule is like, you know, no more than 2-3 days off tops. Mm-hmm. So we're out for what, 18 days straight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, did I tell you what I acquired?
No, yeah, and by the way, we're still alive. This is not you and I having a private conversation. I just wanted to remind you that because for a second you looked like you thought we were alone in this room.
Perfect.
Just making sure that we don't
so, I liked what he stayed on the mic, too. He was like, can I tell you a secret real quick? Can I just, hold on, Dan.
This is really private.
So we wrap our tour on the 13th. 12th or 13th, Jake?
13th.
12th.
12th.
So I'm going to fly to L.A. the 13th. So
why?
Because Charlie Sheen did my Mostly Stone video.
Yeah.
Here I go name dropping again. Watch your toes. But he did the Mostly Stone video. We became buddies. He sold me his one-owner Prevost tour bus.
40, oh, cool.
45-foot coach that he had as the dressing room for Two and a Half Men.
May want to go through that thing with a black light.
Oh, no, we're going to keep it just the way it is.
No,
we're going to put bunks in it.
Yeah,
It's already been reupholstered.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just skip the black light and go straight to flamethrower.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to fly to, someone's going to drive the coach we have now back to Nashville. I'll fly to LA, and this is me and my wife's Christmas vacation. It's where boarding the coach in California, and Charlie's actually a great guy, great friend, is going to come out and show me the bus, how he built it, and we're going to drive it from Malibu to Eugene, Oregon, to Marathon Coach, where they're going to customize the back, put 9 bunks in it. I'm getting my CDL currently, and...
Wow, so you're going to drive it yourself.
Yeah, I'm a big...
All the kids.
I grew up watching Over the Top and listening to Guns N' Roses, and I was like, I want to be somewhere between Stallone and Over the Top and Axl Rose, and I kind of get to wear both those hats. You know, not that I'm Axl.
Well,
or
you have
Stallone,
to turn the hat around to turn the power on. But yeah,
but I want to crush weights. Anyway, so
you're going to take the PCH up the coast.
Yes, and with my wife, and we're going to stop in wine country, and we're going to take Charlie Sheen's iconic. And there's a bunch of articles out there about it because when him and Warner Brothers had that fight, they locked him out of the studios. The bus was there, so he got fucked up and brought a film crew. cut the locks and went and stole it wearing a red beret and camo clothes, you know, whatever, fatigues, right?
Yeah, fatigues.
Fatigues.
Yeah.
Broke in and stole the bus back and drove it out.
That might be his costume from Hot Shots.
Yeah, I think it was the Hot Shots or Red Dawn.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, so we're picking up that coach. I'm excited about that.
How's your wife feeling about that? I mean, wine country's nice this time of year. It's a little rainy sometimes up there this time of year. But
she's just stoked. We haven't had, we've got a 9-month-old baby, 5-year-old son, 10-year-old son, 13-year-old daughter. So we've got our hands full.
Yeah.
She's got her hands full. I travel a lot.
There you go.
But so she's excited.
So you're not going to get canceled by your wife. That's more important than getting canceled by these assholes.
She is a saint. Is she not, Molly?
Danielle, you deserve an Oscar for your performance.
Yes. Someday.
Well, at some point, she's going to be part of a documentary about your murder, probably. And I'll enjoy it. I love murder documentaries.
Oh, he totally. That's going to be called He Had It Coming.
Yeah.
It's C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
It's just a fucking shrug emoji next to like, eh.
Yeah.
Who cares? Sonoma's better, by the way, than Napa.
Do you want to go with us?
I don't have time, unfortunately. That's
fucked up. You want to go?
When?
He's got a newborn, too.
Yeah, I'll bring the kids. Fine.
When?
We're leaving the
kids behind on this one.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
This specific journey.
Yeah, leave your kid with their kids. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, Mike, now I have a 13-year-old. She is pissed, and the words, these are not my kids, have come out of her mouth more than I ever imagined. I mean, it's amazing. She's like, these are not my responsibility. These are not my kids. Why am I babysitting again? And I'm like, sorry. You're the oldest.
Yeah.
You can
see you in 3 weeks.
There's some like 16-year-old suing her mom for allowing her to be born right now.
What?
Oh, yeah. I guess she's pro-choice. I don't fucking know.
Wow.
But yeah, that's weird. So maybe you'll get sued by your kid now.
Probably.
Sorry.
It's very dark.
Yeah. Well,
she's
hey.
Smart. Look,
Lauren Manley says hi. She's in the chat.
Hi, here. Lauren.
Yeah, I think Sonoma is probably your better bet. Napa's full of assholes.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if the brakes go out on that bus?
I'm sound not funny. As sure exactly what you're asking. People do get hit. The problem with wine country, by the way, people get DUIs there all the time.
I bet.
So don't do that.
What about in that bus?
Man, you've got to be driving pretty erratically to get a DUI on a bus.
Right.
I would think. Although
they'll recognize the bus because 15 years ago it came through there in reverse doing 80. Jesus Christ, he's back. Yes. He's got to go the right way now.
Yeah. What's his nuts? The guy with the Band-Aid on his face, Nelly.
Nelly, yeah.
He's been arrested twice on his bus.
But for Nelly.
For drugs, right?
It was like meth shit.
I think one was a gun.
How do you, if you've got a whole entourage of people, one, if the bus is in your name, you're a fucking idiot, right? Yes. There should be a production company that owns all that stuff. It's a separate LLC that you might be a silent partner in, right? But if you get, if a bus gets pulled over with 15 people on it, and the only famous dude there is the one that gets charged with shit, I feel like that's a problem.
Right.
Like your infrastructure has failed you.
Yeah.
At that point.
100%.
Now, who is your fall guy on your bus?
It's Molly.
Molly, like if the police pull you
they're
over,
not going to arrest a white Canadian.
No, that's true.
Come on.
The whitest. No.
Do we have a fall guy? Maybe our drummer.
You need diplomatic plates.
Kyle
that's what
Law
you need.
Is his name.
Kyle Law. And he does anything but abide by.
You're just stuffing the cocaine.
Or Jake. Stuff falls on Jake.
Remember Trailer Park Boys, they had the two fucking jail cover dummies.
Right.
Right? So maybe you need two. You just need two
we
best friends. Yeah, well, you need two of them.
We don't get messed with a lot. You know, we do a lot of, you know, pro-police stuff, and we're pretty straight going on the road. We might party and raise hell, but we're not.
Well, look, now the GOP is, like, I think there's, like, 14 GOP Congress people that are trying to get weed legalized now.
Wow.
Federally. Yeah, I don't know why that's, of all the things that we could have made illegal, that seems like a weird one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe make up.
Who are you calling over there?
Yeah, who's what are you about to say, Giorgio?
Ghostbusters?
He's been doing drugs for a while.
I like the joke.
What the fuck was that?
I personally like the joke.
Is that a code word for let's wrap up the segment?
Who are you going to call?
I don't remember who it was. One of my comedian buddies posted yesterday about the actual new Ghostbusters movie and said he really liked it.
Everybody's raving about that movie.
The chick one?
No.
Paul Rudd.
Original actors like Dan Aykroyd and everybody.
Really?
Yeah, they redid it.
It's out?
They didn't redo it, but they
it's a sequel.
Revived.
It's a reimagining.
Interesting.
Of the how police know it's I think kids. It's mostly kids,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's like their grand. It's like their Egon's grandkids.
Egon.
Isn't the kid from Stranger Things in it?
Yes.
Which one?
Finn Wolfhard.
Finn
That's his name.
Yeah. Finn Wolfhard. Yeah.
He's Mike.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, he's like an Irish porn star.
Yeah.
Supermodel, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a good name to have.
Why does Rob know all this? Why do you know all this?
I love Ghostbusters, bro.
Pop culture.
Well, that's the thing. My buddy who was posting about it is a huge Ghostbusters fan, like a huge one. And he's like, I really like this movie, which was surprising because everybody's remaking everything now and most of it sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Daniel Craig got lit up because he was like, I don't think a woman should be 007. They should like make a new character for women. Why? Doesn't it seem like menial and kind of sad to try to make a female version of everything? Just make
what do you think, Mom?
There are really good female characters already that exist outside of like trying to replace a male character or replace a male character. It doesn't make any sense.
There are times where I approve of a female voice coming through, you know, a really classic legendary story, because I'm like, why not tell it in another voice? And there are times where I'm just like, leave it alone. And Ghostbusters is one of them. Just leave it alone.
Well, the latest James Bond movie, no spoilers. I don't think this is a spoiler, but there's a person, he's retired and a woman replaces him and she takes the number. And it's kind of like a running joke throughout the movie.
Yes.
That's fine, I guess. Yes. I just think it's weird. Like, are we going to make a female Jason Bourne? You know what I mean? But why? Why would you do that?
Why?
Make another character. And they tried with Salt. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It's all right. You don't need the exact same thing. Like, fuck, dude. Ellen Ripley, it's one of the greatest characters of all time.
Yeah.
Love Alien and Aliens. Yeah, the other ones can fuck off.
And she was good, by the way. Honestly, I it's too bad that her character died, or maybe, I guess she did die in
spoilers,
Avatar.
Hello.
In Avatar. It was 30 years ago that movie came out. Well, 10. But there's more Avatar movies coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam signed on for what, 5 or 6 or something?
I don't remember, but it's a lot. And it took them 10 years to make the first one, but now they've got the CGI mapping done. So it's just a matter of doing all the digital artwork and shit.
The Last Sun that comes out the 10th that I had I was the bartender and no special role, but I remember they were going to reshoot a horse scene. And someone was like, Sam does not need to reshoot the horse scene. He is flying to do Avatar. Blop,
40,
blop,
yeah.
Blop, blop, blop.
Yeah. Right. I think they're filming 2 and 3 at the same time.
Right.
And then they're going to, because the last Star Wars did that, I think. They filmed the first one, and they filmed 2 and 3 at the same time so they could cut it.
Yeah.
You know.
Didn't seem very planned. Didn't seem like they had 2 and 3 going at the same time.
No.
They have to schedule around James Cameron's deep dive into the ocean.
I was just going to say the exact same thing.
Keep him down there.
Which happened to be 9/11.
What?
Yeah. James Cameron's at the bottom of the ocean during 9/11.
Wow.
What a guy.
Makes you think.
No, it doesn't. Those two things have nothing to do with one another. One's the top of a fucking tallest
building.
How did
he know to be as far away from the sky as possible on 9/11?
Yeah. All-knowing being.
Yeah. Think about that.
James Cameron probably does know some shit that we don't, to be honest.
He just sees weird ocean shit and keeps it to himself.
He's building an army down there.
An army of...
Crab people.
Crab people. Got it. Okay, well, you're fired. There's a certain level of crazy you get to. It's like, oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene, get out of here.
Right, because crabs can't survive at the bottom of the ocean. Clearly, the pressure is too much.
That was my problem, Giorgio, with that whole line of thinking. Yeah, thanks for...
It would be some sort of sea anemone with
science
like,
of
a light.
Thanks for clarifying.
Didn't check out.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. People were terrible. So what else you got going on after this? So this is your last show, and then you're gonna take a break and come back, or what's up?
The show Wednesday.
Yeah,
we've got what, 5 more shows
five
with
more.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
We got rumor has it Abilene, Mr. Ted Nugent.
Do you want to say when they are so people can actually go to them, or you were just talking to Ted before the show?
Yeah, he put me on a show. The shows are coming up. So again, tomorrow, folks, we are in Burney, Texas, at the Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we are in Forney, Texas. Saturday, we join ZZ Top again in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
December 7th, we're in Abilene, Texas, with ZZ Top, and rumor has it, the Motor City Madman.
So that's December 7th.
December 7th.
On Pearl Harbor Day.
Really?
Wow, you're going to play that day, huh? Yes. By the way, James Cameron also at the bottom of the ocean.
Thank you.
Was he alive? I guess he probably was in 41, right?
Maybe. Hey guys, real quick before we get back to randomly singing about you getting sent nudes, regardless of the genitals being sent to you, let's get into some ads. We got to talk about GhostBed. If you don't know about GhostBed by now, let me just give you a quick rundown. It is the best bed you can buy anywhere. You go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and you pick out the best bed in the world. Stop going to some stupid strip mall and, you know, getting a shitty mattress there. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and get one of their mattresses or as many of their mattresses as you need for your house or apartment or whatever, and you will not regret it. We all pretty much sleep on a ghost bed, and literally all of us have ghost bed products at our home. Not only the best beds in the world, but the best bedding in the world. Right now, GhostBed is running two badass deals, huge discounts on both of them. I'll tell you about them in order of the size of the discount, although both are quite large. The first one, it's 40% off if you do it's with a bundle deal. So you have to start out with an adjustable base and one of their four mattresses, and then you just build on from there. All right. Pillows, sheets, other mattresses, whatever. Whatever you toss in your cart after you build that initial bundle of one of their four mattresses and the adjustable base, you'll get 40% off. 40% off the entire order. Like my dad used to say, 40% is almost 50%. It's almost half off. That was stupid. That was a dumb joke. I've been drinking, whatever. It's fine. You get a huge discount. However, if you need to shop a little more a la carte, that is chill too. Maybe you need a mattress, but you already have a bed frame or whatever. Anyway, if you go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros, your entire cart is 30% off, whether you're buying like one pillow or like four mattresses, whatever combination of shit you need. If you use the promo code drinkingbros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, you get 30% off. And by the way, these mattresses are made in America. They have a 20-year warranty. You could try 101 nights for free. If you don't like it, you can send it back. Whatever. It's just, they're awesome. Oh, and you can buy it on, you can finance it too. So $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing. You don't need great credit to get it. I'm telling you, GhostBed has the best mattresses in the goddamn world. You are a crazy person if you're buying your mattress or bedding or anything anywhere other than ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All right, let's get back to the fun singing about nudes and whatnot.
So 7, Abilene, December 8th, Corpus Christi was ZZ Top. December 11th,
December,
El Paso, Texas was ZZ Top. And then the 12th, the last show on the ZZ Top tour will be Midland, Texas, unless I don't return from Juarez.
That could happen.
Yeah.
That
could happen. I'm just going to get blacked out and go down there and fuck around and see what happens.
Sounds about right.
That's probably not the best idea.
Oh, come on.
Live alone. Yeah. Do what you want. I mean, you know, it's not America. Just remember that. All the resorts down there have
fucking...
You know
who I think I am.
Yeah. All the resorts down there have military police on them now.
Nice.
Because people keep getting murdered. So, cool.
On the beaches. Yeah. Well, they're getting like... They're not going to murder them. They just get caught in the crossfire.
Sure.
Yeah. Of like, you know, because they're like, look, we can't... We'd leave the beach, but this is getting too heated. We just got to do it right here.
Yeah. Well,
pew pew.
Yeah. And then oops. Someone's vacation's ruined.
Mm-hmm. I've been vacationing in my neighbor's houses lately. I feel like it's.
Do they know?
No.
Okay.
It's like a short term vacation.
You break in?
Call it what you want. I just like to. It's. You don't have to go very far away from home to experience something entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know that feeling when you walk into somebody's house, all these emotions flood over you. One, it's every house has its own smell.
Mm-hmm.
And it. The olfactory sense and the hippocampus are very connected, so you start conjuring up memories based on the smell, something maybe unrelated with what's even happening there. Then there's the panic of what Liz Lemon would call an away bathroom situation. One of the first things you should ever do when you walk into a new building for the first time is identify the exits, and then second, identify the bathrooms, just in case there's an emergency, right?
Every time.
So a lot of stuff happens in that very short period of time. It's almost like doing DMT travel.
Never you know what I mean?
Well, you should definitely do DMT.
While traveling?
I wouldn't do it on the road.
No. Okay. Southwest.
While driving that bus on?
Yeah.
Going in reverse through Napa on
I'll
DMT.
I'll see you in hell. Yeah, I think they've seen that before. Like,
I would highly recommend that. No. Especially if you get like a DMT vape pen. You just like let it rip them.
Then in the when we crash, I'll just go in the back to the bed and be like, dude, Charlie was driving.
Yeah, it's fine.
Guess who's back?
That's what you should do. You should just start doing fucked up shit in that tour bus and blaming Charlie for it. destroy the bill of sale. Nobody can prove that you, unless he turns it in. And look, what are the chances that Charlie Sheen's filing the proper paperwork? Let's be real about that.
I love he's actually very, very punctual. He has a, I won't say her name, but he has a an assistant that definitely handled all of that.
Well, maybe just distract her long enough for you to get away with a litany of crimes in the meantime. Right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you veer into wormholes that end up keep being school buses or something. Yeah. And then...
Like, how many opportunities like this are you even going to get in life?
That's true.
To have jail cover from one of the most notorious lunatics of all time.
I will say you're talking to one of the luckiest bastards on planet Earth, where shit like that just falls from the sky and lands in his lap, so you never know.
She's got some stories.
You never know.
She's seen some shit.
I've seen some shit. I've seen some shit. I have smelled some shit.
Do you have a legal story that's wild?
Can I?
Which one?
I was going to think about the other day in the bus. It's very embarrassing for you, so I don't know if I should.
Metallica?
No. Metallica's sooner or
more recent.
More recent than Metallica. We were in the bus. It was a travel day. You had eaten something the night before.
Oh, fart stories aren't that.
Not fart stories, bud. You got up and you sprinted to the bathroom bus.
Oh,
as fast
as... No. Drunk stories. That was a sharp story.
Yeah, that's look.
Yeah, that's normal. The Metallica night with the gangbangers at Waffle House.
Metallica was wild. Tim, so when you exit a massive rock
festival. You guys
festival
were in Fort
like
Worth
that.
With those guys?
No.
At Triller or something? Or
Florida.
Oh, okay. So it was
Daytona.
What,
yes,
a week,
Daytona.
Week and a half ago?
And that whole entire Daytona field was packed with RVs and tents and everything like that. And so you have to walk like a 5K to get back to your car. And we had a driver that night who was texting us, but there was no service because all the cell towers were blocked and everything like that. And we were just trying to get the hell out of there. And Timmy has a bit of an alter ego when he reaches a certain level. And we
Does
call
it
him
have
Junior.
A name? Junior.
Junior. Okay. He's Junior.
It's like Tim Montana Jr. or...
So my birth dad that I didn't know that abducted me and then drank himself to death. It's kind of a... It's fucked up and I laugh about it.
A lot packed into that. Little
Right, right. So I've over the years, I've heard crazy stories about him. Like, oh, he was the best musician. He'd walk in the bar. Everyone would love him. And that motherfucker would end up flying out of a window. And just crazy shit. So as we hear these stories, they're like, everyone that knows me, I'm like, that reminds me of someone right here. So then we start calling me Junior, because apparently before he died, he was trying to find me. And he's like, I'm going to go find Junior, because I did the 23andMe and found out I have 18 siblings. 19 siblings from him and five from my mom.
Okay.
So anyway, I've started tracking them down, and everyone's like, you must be Junior. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Mm. Anyway, so Junior,
we leave Metallica. It's real late. We have just been so overstimulated by hundreds of thousands of people and noise and everything. And like I said, that 5K stretch to get back to the car. And there's nothing but campers on a straightaway all the way out of the Daytona Speedway. And Tim hits, much to the band's chagrin, every single fucking camper on the way out. Just to be like, sup guys, you guys want to hear some sick music? And like yank some guy's phone out of his hand. Pairs it to Bluetooth and starts playing one of its original songs. We're like, Timmy, no! And every time there would be some sweet lady that's sitting there that's like, oh my God, and like gets up and backs up. Or
it's called viral marketing, by the way.
Honestly, it was like guerrilla marketing. Yeah. And his main objective was to go in, play one song of his and get some fans and also grab a beer. And by maybe like the 12th or 13th camper, not only did he start playing one of your songs mostly stoned over somebody's Bluetooth, but he also successfully got a beer out of their cooler.
And didn't one guy pull back and almost hit me in the face?
100% he did, yes.
Apparently I scared his wife out of the chair, I was told. And
she jumped up,
screamed, and I sat in her chair. And then dude pulled back to smoke me. And they're like, we don't know what you said. But then he was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And like didn't hit me.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out, I guess, to your point. Very lucky.
And then there was another person's camp. You just went and you saw a big bag of like dill pickle chips and you like bear clawed into the bag.
As one does with pickles.
Yes, absolutely. And just like walked away and we're like, there goes the greatest man America has ever seen.
Wait, dill pickle chips? Mm-hmm. Like pickles? Or chips?
No, like potato chips,
flavored,
like dill pickle flavor.
Okay.
Which are that, Deloitte.
Two totally different scenarios, by the way.
Yeah, I thought it was a wet jar that he just fucking
and
reached
he's, in. He's like talking to somebody and the pickles are flapping around in his hand. Like, no. That's totally different.
It was a long walk to the car.
Reaching into a dry bag of food and pulling things out is a lot different than reaching into a wet jar of food.
100%.
I immediately believed wet jar.
And speaking of food, to the junior thing, wanting to experience the full gamut, right? And when, like, if you go to a fucking buffet and get a bunch of different shit, nobody makes fun of you. But if you want to experience both joy and misery and anger and fucking violence in the same night, people get mad about it.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. Yeah.
What are we on earth to do exactly? I think live is what we're here to do. So if, for you, living includes
Junior comes out.
Whatever the fuck Junior that was, then do it.
Jump out of the Uber at 75 miles an hour.
Oh, that was another thing.
Yeah, you may want to not do that.
Yeah.
Right? That everybody was
Waffle
asleep.
House. Waffle House. The gangbangers walked in. Some guy had a vest with no shirt under it, and I told him, "Put your fucking shirt on, bitch."
It's like an 18-year-old kid.
Oh my god! Yeah. I got this Marine Corps guy, Hunter, that travels with me, and he's like, "Have a good night. I will not be in public with Junior anymore." And just bolted. They all went back to the bus and left me. Because they know that, yeah. But somehow, you know.
You know what's a good way to stop a fight from happening is to carry around a little bottle of lighter fluid. And when the confrontation begins, just start spraying it on the other person. Because at first they're going to be angry, right? And then they're going to realize they're covered in an accelerant. Which means you've elevated, without actually doing anything, actually,
we don't recommend this at home.
No,
kids.
I do recommend this. Shut up. Without actually escalating the violence, you've let the person know that you're fully prepared for it. Right? Wow. I think that's this is a trick that I've learned over the years, right, from the South Vietnamese Buddhist.
Right.
Although they put the accelerant on themselves.
Rage Against the Machine album cover.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine. They're raging for the machine now. That's weird.
Yeah.
How's that work out? Like, fuck you. Don't do what they tell you. Like, all right. But fuck you, you didn't do what they told you.
Right. That is kind of weird.
What happened? They went in reverse. Winston Churchill.
Those seats have kind of changed, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So odd. Their seat had to turn around so they could suck the dude's dick in the back.
Right. They're raging for the machine.
They're raging for cock now, right. Mostly. Right.
A cock's raging for them, bud.
Hey, look, I don't. You keep saying bud. I feel like I'm in an episode of Trailer Park Boys.
I can't help it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I told her. I told her, like, hey, when you still call someone bud, like, yeah. You know, your blue healer's bud. I'm not your fucking dog. Like, you can call me bro, Bill, fuck
Tower,
whatever.
It's literally built into my vocab. I can't bud help is it. Like,
you've managed to suppress the accent quite well.
I've lived in the U.S.
Say house.
House?
Yeah, no, she said about.
You said it very American.
She said about. In
I've I've lived in the U.S. for like 12 years, though. Yeah. It's been a while. I lived in Boston and then Nashville, so it got like beaten out of me.
Yeah, yeah. But you're still calling people bud.
Oh, I call them bud all the time there, bud.
Yeah.
It sounds like a threat, to be honest. Like,
what?
It can, no, it's that's that word is very fluid. Bud,
yeah.
Bud can mean a lot of things. It's like fuck.
Yeah.
How do you feel about 10 bits?
All day, every day, please and thank you.
How do you feel about
she's real
what?
Canadian.
Tiny slice of heaven.
Mm. You're talking about like something from Tim Hortons or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the donut holes from Tim Hortons.
Oh,
we
word.
Love them.
Yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
It's donut holes, the same as every other donut hole that's ever been made.
Shh,
right?
You don't know.
No, Timbits are different.
They are different.
He's not going to elaborate, though.
I trust you as a stoner more than I trust her as a Canadian. Is that weird?
Oh.
Look at him. Are you fucking kidding
Aren't we
me?
One and the same, bud?
It looks like.
Yeah. We are. Give me truffle poutine as well.
Yes.
Everybody loves. That's the
you
one thing.
Poutine.
Like Canada, yeah, they burned down the White House one time, but poutine made it all worthwhile, I think.
Yes.
Let's say so.
I just thought of a funny-ass road story from, was it yesterday?
Why are you looking at your watch?
Because I was trying to see what day it was. Because when you're on tour,
what happened
when
yesterday?
You're playing like big shows on a... when you're playing
oh,
big
so I didn't
shows
realize
a,
how busy Daniel, and famous you were.
No. Like, the tour space-time continuum.
Oh, it doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. Like, because you'll play like a show, and granted, it's ZZ Top selling these tickets. So it was like a sold-out show on a Sunday. So the next day, you're like... Fuck, man, this must be a Saturday or a Friday. And you're like, no, those motherfuckers came out on a Sunday. So, like, right now I'm just like, I have no idea what day it is. It's Tuesday. No. When did the massage happen?
Yesterday.
But that was yesterday?
And you guys have a proper now
no,
the
no, no,
massage?
No, yesterday was the travel massage. Day. It was the day before.
So it was Sunday was the massage. So I get in and I told my wife, because like I said, I drive the coach.
Yeah.
Like, my back is fucked. I've been sleeping in a bunk for weeks. I've been driving this coach for 14 fucking hours to get here. You know,
so you went to Ming Lee's Handies and Sandies.
No, right? I went. Close. I got my back adjusted, and this guy was like, "So you like Jackson Brown?" And just smashed the shit out of my back. But it was great. So then I tried to find a massage place. I'm like, "Dude, I'm tore up, and I don't get a lot of massages. Mm-hmm. Like every couple months.
I don't like being touched by other people.
It's weird. I didn't either until I got it done, and then I realized, shit, I can move limbs now.
I don't
like,
need to move.
Movement.
Moving is
stuff.
A sign
Dude,
of weakness.
Get fucking touched.
If you move, you're kind of a flip flopper. So, why didn't you stay there?
So I I looked up the chains first because I knew like Massage Envy's a chain. I'm probably not going to get proposition for a jerk off at Massage Envy. They were booked.
Probably
so
not,
then I
yeah.
found this place. I don't even know if I want to say it because you guys are going to go look it up. But it's in Lubbock, Texas. I'm not going to say the name. But I roll up and really nice gals in there. Didn't speak a lot of English, but I walked in and kind of had an odor to it. And I said, bathroom. All she could say was, please, 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 please. And then she went up beforehand and said, do you want 60 minute or 90 minute? And when she said 90, she put her knee in my thigh and started rubbing it up and down and rubbing my back. And I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to do the 60. And she didn't have, you know, a lot going on in the teeth department. Mm. And it's kind of weird. So I get in there and everything's like going good. Stinks.
It doesn't sound like anything was going
right.
Good.
But then all I.
What's the odor that we're talking about?
I don't know. It's just like dirty feet, you know?
Mm. Oof.
And all of a sudden, I do the massage always with my boxers on. I just don't want to be naked, you know, around people. I'm actually pretty modest about
people
that.
People that sleep naked don't care about home security. Right. I'll say that.
Yeah. Right?
Because if I'm going to get in a fight, I'm at least going to have my dick and balls tucked in.
Right. Boxers.
Or do they care always, more about it? Like
always boxers.
I'd be more afraid of you charging at me naked than than in boxers.
No,
he
Steve,
raises a point.
Steve Byrne does a good bit on this. The only acceptable way to fight when you're naked is to laugh, cup your dick and balls, and kick. right, so you don't want to get stuck in like I'm
no
gonna
fighting naked.
The first thing that happens if I hear a weird noise at night is handgun, and then if I have time to observe, then kit and rifle comes out. Right, I don't need to. I guess it would be frightening if I walk out of my fucking bedroom with the Matbox fucking plate carrier on.
Yeah.
And a fucking rifle pointed at some dude's face with my dick and balls hanging out.
Yeah, like if you put on like the vest or something and then the rifle but you're getting
naked,
your cocks
yeah.
out. Yeah, that's actually upsetting.
It's upsetting for them, but it's
and
uncomfortable.
And if you have kids,
me.
Like sleeping naked just when you're getting tapped all night, Dad, I had a nightmare, like just you know, you get boxers. It's just easy to slide them on. Support your nuts.
Yeah, I don't allow that.
Right. You lock your room?
No, I'm not allowed to be around kids.
Oh,
right.
Copy.
So not for any real reason. Just let's just move on.
Anyway, go on with the massage. So old gal is rubbing the back very aggressively. I appreciate it because, you know, I'm like, all right, this is very painful, but I want them to release the muscles. And then she does the flat-footed jump on the table and kneels
what?
Over. Yeah. Yeah. I shit you not, like, jumped. Did the haw and jumped and squatted over my back and started punching it, and I could feel her ass cheeks on the back of
so
my
she's
head.
Doing CrossFit too.
Yeah. And she's got to be 65-70.
It's
and
all
then
that
she
rice.
Goes around to the back and starts getting out of my butt cheeks, and she just aggressively grabs the back of my boxers, pulls them down. I hear a squirt of massage oil and two hand slaps both of my cheeks as hard as she could, whoosh, right on the ass cheeks. And I'm like, fuck me. Like, wow. But then she starts massaging them, like really getting into it. And I'm like, this actually, there's a lot of muscles there. Okay. But I was terrified for when I rolled over. So then I start levitating. I've got my boners like just, I'm like lifting up. Just kidding.
Cock push-ups. One is all you need.
Cock push-ups commands.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just a salute to her physical
no,
prowess
but,
at this point.
Having your underwear ripped down and your ass slapped two-handed was an experience. And all I thought, and it ended well. When she had me roll over, she did the chest, inner thighs, and never touched my cock, which I appreciated because I didn't want to have that conversation of like, hey, could you please not?
Yeah.
Because I'd have been like, I'm kidding.
All she knows is please, though, right? So
right.
She's like,
true.
Please right. Sounds affirmative.
Please?
Yeah, please?
Yeah, a lot of
the story in Lubbock, Texas.
A lot of fans here are asking for the name of that place in Lubbock, Texas. So maybe you can
Tim will DM you.
Yeah, put that on Patreon or something.
Yeah,
put it behind a paywall. At least they got a.
I might put it on my Instagram story later.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, sure. Fuck them. Why not?
Are they really asking for the name?
Yeah.
There was no beat off thing. Nothing illegal happened, but they did open hand slap my ass and massage the shit
what
out
about
of it.
The stones?
And it was great. Oh, and the
hot
stones.
Are nice, yeah.
So she pulls out the hot stones, puts them on my back, and then all of a sudden she takes the towel out from under it. And I'm like, fuck me, that is hot. And how she's holding these and burning the shit out of me. And then all of a sudden, bam, rips my boxers down again, and hot stones are burning my butt cheeks.
She didn't put any inside you, right?
No, none of them entered my butthole, but on my butt cheeks.
What about
they did.
Just betwixt, at least?
No.
Okay.
There was a little betwixt.
But honestly, I. the last 2 days sleeping in a bunk on the road. My back feels great. Check them out. I might put up a story later. I don't want to get them canceled or anything. They were nice old gals. They didn't speak English, but they were good. They were good gals.
You don't need to speak English to rub butt cheeks.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Confirmed.
Yeah. Well,
that's obviously, what Grandma always said.
You've literally experienced it.
Yeah.
So
that's all I know.
Wow. That took a weird turn. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we were talking about you sharting, and then all of a sudden you're getting jacked off in a fucking Lubbock.
No, just not get jacked off.
getting a jack off proposition.
It, when the whole massage, you're thinking about how to respond to getting jacked off, it's kind of hot.
I like
it. Hot? It seems like it's not relaxing. If you're having to mentally playbook, like how do I say no?
Like, wow, what do I say? When your eyes are closed, like you're just like relaxed, and you might get, you know, that morning half chub, you know,
because
like, but then all you gotta do is peek one eye open, and you're like, Jesus Christ, the crypt keeper's here.
There she goes,
I'll just don't open your eyes, I guess.
Right. Yeah,
that's the trick.
But the last thing you want is to get too relaxed, and then she rolls you over and starts, and you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot how to say no. I forgot what to do.
Right.
I had a whole plan. God. Fuck.
Sorry.
You just got to go by Hitchhiker's Guide, right? Don't panic.
Mm. Yeah.
Panicking never helps anybody, really, right. Especially when you're fucking butt cheeks.
Cool, calm, collective. Ma'am, would you kindly remove your hand from my cock? Thank you.
Because it's not cheating until you come.
You're like a fucking...
what was the term you guys turned me on to?
Edging?
Edging. Oh, yeah, I didn't know edging was a thing until edging. 2 days ago, and I'm 36 years old.
Edging is the ultimate fruition of stoic ideology. I know I'm making a real fucking jump there, so let me explain. What you're describing with the hot stones and the pain and shit like that, that's something that started about 2,800 to 3,200 years ago with stoic ideology, where they would expose themselves to extreme heat and extreme cold, so their mind could realize that those things are just sensory, right? Those that's not real what you're dealing with right there. And they tried to map that on to their life. Like, yeah, your fucking cat died. Sucks. Buy a new cat. Right? Same thing with kids. Anyways, it's devastating to lose a pet, but you can, the stoic ideology says that reality is reality, and it is our decision how to react to that. And exposing yourself, like the stuff that Rogan does with the sauna and the fucking cold bath, that is exactly what it is. And the things that work psychologically also work physiologically, right? Your body becomes tougher by doing stuff like that. So in this way, I think that...
My cheeks are tougher.
Not just your cheeks, right?
My sphincter.
Your butthole as well.
My butthole.
He's also saying if you had gotten a hand job, it wouldn't have been real.
Right. I didn't say that.
So it's but
that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. You don't have to whisper to me though. It's we're all.
I enjoy the secrets though. I enjoy the on camera secrets.
Why are your secrets so loud?
The secrets ever.
He's like Joe Biden. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking like what the fuck are you doing, bro? Can you stop doing that? I don't really care who's president, but please stop that. Jesus Christ. So getting jerked off is stoicism. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That's what we figured out.
Or putting yourself in a situation where you're challenging yourself. There's what is it called? Experiential avoidance is one of the stoic things where you will remove yourself from a situation you don't think you have control over, but ultimately you need to use cognitive behavioral therapy to exposure therapy or whatever to make sure that you can be in any situation and respond to it in a proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I go to massage parlors every day. And tell them no.
But not till the very end.
I would actually never go. If somebody
you just
tried
walk into random doors, be like, no.
Yeah.
And yeah.
If somebody, I don't like being touched. I don't care how good.
I kind of freak out. I've had like maybe one massage and I giggled the entire time and she felt very uncomfortable.
Are you really ticklish? Like, oh, that's probably
I'm
the worst.
Extremely ticklish.
That's probably the worst for like a dude massaging another dude and the dude won't stop giggling. That's gotta like if the guy starts doing uncomfortable shit to you, I bet giggling would stop.
Yeah.
Him.
Just 100%.
Me and my wife got dual massages on the beach on our honeymoon. Mm. I had a guy but the breeze was so nice. I kept just being like, ah.
Oh no. He's like, sir, could you
he was
stop
a pro. He was
ejaculating
a pro.
Onto my massage bed?
Yeah, Jacom
so
or
yeah, and he wiped it up. He's a pro.
Well, I thought that was two separate jobs.
I mean, it wasn't the most expensive massage. I mean, we were on a budget at
the
time.
Were you in sandals or something?
Yeah, no, in Kauai, you know.
So a sandals commercial came on TV when we were watching TV the other day, and Brittany was like, hey, can we go there? I'm like, I'm not going to sandals. She goes, no, to the fucking Bahamas, asshole. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, for sure. We can go there, but I'm not going to fucking sandals. I feel like that's a. You all right?
It was good.
Yeah.
It's necessary. I got these burns on my ass cheeks. Put a little aloe that's, on them.
That's the stone thing, though, right? Like it. Yeah.
It's mostly stoned.
It brings your. Well, you want to sing that song?
Might as well.
Please. Can you give me that tuner, though?
God, can you guys get it together? Why did your guitars go out of tune so fast?
Because I just borrowed this.
Did you play it so hard? What kind of strings do you
honestly,
use?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, it is. I
use elixirs.
Elixirs are good.
So people chasing that almighty dollar.
It's okay, start without me. It's fine.
So people drug through life by the blue collar.
No pressure.
So people searching, never knowing who'd be. They run around this crazy town, tell you that ain't me.
I'm mostly stoned.
Hold up in
this old house alone. Kick back and let my troubles go. Say, what's that get you? Where has this hit you? Ain't nothing weighing on my mind tonight. I'm mostly stoned. I'm mostly stoned.
She called to tell me how everything's been going.
Kind of
downtown, finally got a big promotion. Kind of busy, girl, gonna have to call you back.
What was that? How am I? Yeah, I thought you'd never ask. I'm mostly stoned. Hold up in this old house alone. Kick back and let my troubles go. Say, that get you? Where has this hit you? Ain't nothing weighing on my mind tonight. I'm mostly stoned. I'm mostly stoned. Ah, head up in a smoke cloud, watching vinyl spin around. Up on a mountain now, nothing gonna take me down. Head up in a smoke cloud, watching vinyl spin around. Up on a mountain now, nothing gonna take me down.
This is where you sing along.
If you let me tune my guitar.
I'm mostly stoned. Come on.
I'm mostly stoned.
Come on back there.
I'm mostly stoned.
Everybody at home now, come on.
I'm mostly stoned.
You got it, Dan?
Yeah, I'm mostly stoned.
No, I am. Thank you.
Hold up in this old house alone. Kick back and let my troubles go. Say, what does that get you? Where, how does this hit you?
Ain't nothing weighing on my mind tonight. I'm mostly stoned. Hold up in this old house alone. Kick back and let my troubles go. Say, what's that get you? Where has this hit you? Ain't nothing weighing on my mind tonight. I'm mostly stoned. I'm mostly stoned. I'm mostly stoned.
I'm mostly stoned and a little bit drunk on ranch water. Send me a fucking nude.
Just make all your songs
send me
run together.
Nude.
Yeah.
Send me a nude.
It's at least got to be an album name.
Yeah.
Tune that thing. Jesus
you tune
Molly.
That thing.
How are we going to do our Eminem rap song acoustic? We've never done it acoustic.
Let's do it. Sorry, I have to listen.
Are you going to do the mom spaghetti thing?
Look. Sure are.
And a Led Zeppelin, though.
What do you think about a sketch? I was thinking about doing a... Jared and I were talking the other day about having like a running, it's a running sketch, and it's a hillbilly Shark Tank.
What is it?
It's like a hillbilly Shark Tank, like the show Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And the first product is 23andMe dating service.
Oh my
find
god!
Find out if you're dating your.
So you're...
No. To make sure you're dating.
Yeah.
Relatives. What to find out?
It's double checking. Yeah. Like you want.
You're not getting it, dude.
Maybe sorry, you're matched with two chicks. And you want to know which one's closer related to you.
Yeah.
What is that first chord voicing?
Which one?
You're playing, trying to play Casimir? What are you doing? Trying to play Casimir, right?
Yes.
I literally just isolate.
Forgot it. I played it
just
every night.
Isolate, bud.
I thought that was Puff Daddy's Come With Me featuring Jimmy Page.
It is.
Yeah. From the Isolate. Godzilla soundtrack?
At least he had Jimmy Page play the song.
Yeah.
I guess.
Forgot it.
You know.
Shall we do the rap thing?
Do what you want. This is America.
This is America.
We don't have a lot of rules around here.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, come on the Drinking Bros podcast and show your half-gray black pubic hair to the whole fucking world.
Hey, don't judge.
I'm talking about my pubic hair. I said half-gray, didn't say half-gay, so y'all can fucking chill the fuck out at home. You can't cancel me, I cancel myself. I'm moving back to my
hometown. You can't fire me,
you
I quit.
Fuck yourself. His palms sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on the sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now, everybody's joking now. The clocks run out, time's up, over black. Snap back to reality, up the ghost gravity. Up the ghost gravity, choked, he's so mad. But he won't give up, that is he, nope. He won't have it, he knows it's so bad. He's dope, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows what he goes. Back to the mobile home, that's what it is. Back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment. Hope it don't pass. Lose yourself in the music. The moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. Opportunity come once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. Opportunity come once in a lifetime, yo. In the music, the moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss a chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yo.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fuck you. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, that was fucking fantastic.
Rocking the house and saying weird shit.
In the bathroom when I was in there, you thought I was peacing, but I was just really writing the greatest hip-hop song.
Well, whatever. Hey, why not? You can do two things at once.
Yeah. I feel like, have you guys ever done that on stage?
Every night.
Every night.
Really? Literally. That's got to fucking make the crowd go bananas.
Oh, it goes, like, they go night. Wild. And the band at this point is like, hey, man, can we like move on from the Eminem thing? I feel like it's old. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you not see the merch table? And people are like, you just blew my fucking mind.
That's true. That's
every
true.
Night,
everybody comes up being like, holy shit,
like,
lose yourself.
In.
Yeah.
And then we do California Love. I need that tuner too.
Well, I'm down for some California mouth. Love.
There's an app for that.
An app for throwing up in your mouth?
For tuning his guitar. I think that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, he is. What?
There's an app for that?
Shh. Yeah.
Are we over time? Are people bitching about us yet?
Well, I mean, they have the ability to turn this off whenever they want. So fuck them if they don't like it.
Which they appreciate that sentiment.
Yeah, they do. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't
California
be here.
Do you want to do an original?
If we're doing hip-hop, let's do some hip-hop.
California is terrible.
Everybody does originals.
Everybody writes their own songs, fucking losers.
Everybody writes their own
songs. There's an old saying, you're only as good as your worst cover.
Agree with that.
That's not real though, because Puff Daddy only covered, right? Which I guess
sampled.
I guess.
With me and what was the police
can
song?
Can we do Send Me a Nude into California Love without rehearsing it?
California.
Now if you did that, Send me a nude. Send me a nude.
Yeah, fine. You're right.
Chico, do, don't be prude. Send me a nude. One more time and then we'll hit the California low. Send me a nude. Send me a nude. Baby, don't be prude.
Hey.
Chico or dude, sorry. Send me a nude. California love. That was pretty dumb. That didn't work. We got it. We just got it. Send me a nude. Chico or dude.
We're really prepared.
Don't
yeah,
be prude. No, sorry, don't be Chico or dude. Send me a prude. Send me a prude. Send me a dude. And then,
this is the sausage being made, folks.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes look.
The opening line thing didn't work. California knows how to party. California knows how to party, yeah. In the city of LA. In the city of good old Oz. In the city of Compton, we keep it rocking, we keep it rocking. Now let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. The state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hit your eardrum like a slug to the chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in the sunshine state where the bomb ass MB. The state where you never find a dance floor empty. And pimps beat on a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Tony's was Roman Sasu. That was 95 and they clocked me, watched me time and shine and looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb and your city make it pay. Do it for thinking if you feel the same way. Drake putting it down with California. Hey.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party, yeah. In the city of LA. City, good old Watts. In the city of
Austin, motherfucking Texas.
Send me a nude. Send me a nude. Chick or dude, don't be rude. Fuckers, send me a nude.
I appreciate the eye contact.
Yeah. Big cats don't like it, by the way.
I do.
If you're ever in a situation where you're going to be attacked by a mountain lion, if you've learned anything from this show, it is to send that mountain lion a fucking nude.
Yeah.
And that'll stop the conversation right there.
Other thing I've learned about mountain lion attacks, one last thing I'll say is a cat does not like a finger in the butt.
Now, it's called, so in wrestling, it's called the three-finger butthole drag. If a dude has got you in a compromised position, if you jam three fingers in his butthole, you can move him.
But a cat, and I think probably most animals, if you just finger up the butt, they're going to fucking lose their
Okay, well, all right.
My wife, mountain lions, grizzly bears.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
How did we stray so far?
And that gal at the massage parlor.
Basically, you're Cartman pretending to be Steve Irwin.
Yeah, jamming
a butt. Yeah. Yeah, don't. If you're out there, send each other nudes. Do not jam your fingers into wild animals' assholes.
Unless and that's you really what we, have
not
to.
Without lube. Don't be approved.
Not without lube. Don't be approved. Molly, send me a dude.
I thought this was all you, and she was being fucking dragged into it unwillingly, and apparently she's the goddamn
I am
architect.
Just as foul. Sorry.
Well, thank you for coming today and playing some songs and stuff.
Okay, twice.
Good. I appreciate that.
That's what the bathroom trip was for.
Yeah, right. Well, one of them, yeah. The other one was GP, but yeah, I appreciate you coming. We're going to come down and see you tomorrow. My lady and I, and hopefully you don't get murdered.
You coming?
Probably not, unfortunately.
Really?
Cancel your plans.
Cancel your stupid child.
Cancel.
We've actually. There's a lot of.
Put those stupid headphones on your stupid kid. Come out on the show.
There's a lot of office politics here with regard to his child. Like Dan Register over there, our producer, wants to fight the kid or
fight the baby
or parent
fight
it.
The baby.
Well, one of the two.
Odds are not great.
Yeah.
For that.
He also wants to dad cuck me. He wants
that's a new thing we're trying to start. We're trying to start dad cucking, where you start parenting other people's children.
Nice.
Yeah, but only the cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feed and change, and he teaches them, like, baseball and,
yeah,
and like, how to be a man. I don't
violent
know.
Violent stuff, yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it works out.
He takes him hunting.
Anyways, yeah, thanks for coming out. Thank we appreciate both of you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good
Please
trip.
Don't put this out, because I'm going to get canceled.
That's too late.
It's been live for...
I just don't want them gals in the massage parlor to think less of me, please. Please.
They won't be able to, because you haven't talked to the microphone in the last 5 minutes. I appreciate it. We're going to see you tomorrow. It'll be a good show. I'm sure that you guys will play some stupid shit. Okay. Bernie, what's the name of the place? The Roundup, right?
The Roundup.
It's called
6 p.m. tomorrow. Bernie, come out. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.